Good afternoon. My name is Matthew Ogden, and on behalf of the Schiller Institute, it is my great honor to welcome all of you to the Cathedral of the Holy Cross for this 50th anniversary performance of the Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart Requiem Mass in honor of our late president, John Fitzgerald Kennedy. We are very grateful today to the Archdiocese of Boston, to Cardinal Sean O'Malley, and most especially to Leo Abbott, music director of the Cathedral of the Holy Cross, for the opportunity to host this historic event. On January 19th, 1964, 50 years ago today, this cathedral was filled to capacity as 1,800 people gathered here to hear Maestro Eric Leinsdorf conduct the Boston Symphony Orchestra and a combined chorus of 180 singers as they performed the Mozart Requiem Mass. Jacqueline Kennedy and other members of the Kennedy family were seated right here in the front pew of the cathedral. Another 3,000 people were gathered outside, unable to get in, while millions more watched the performance over a live nationwide television broadcast. Today, you will hear the Schiller Institute chorus, together with soloists and an orchestra assembled specially for this occasion, under the direction of our conductor, John Segerson. This chorus also performed the Mozart Requiem recently in the Washington, D.C. area on November 22nd, the 50th anniversary of President Kennedy's death. And since that concert, we have had the fortune of coming into contact with a very special person, Mr. Nicholas DiVirgilio, who was the tenor soloist here during the 1964 performance 50 years ago. Unfortunately, due to health reasons, Mr. DiVirgilio could not join us here today, but he sent this note of remembrance, which he wanted to share with all of you. He says, "The day of the Memorial Mass at Holy Cross Cathedral was somber, to say the least. And Maestro Leinsdorf's comment before the quick tempo run through was that he chose Mozart's Requiem because both men were young at death, and for that reason, appropriate for the occasion. Cardinal Cushing was the officiate, aided by the brother monks singing Gregorian chant, after which each appropriate chant, the Boston Symphony, the large choral group, and we soloists, Sarah Mae Endick, Eunice Alberts, Mac Morgan, and I, sang Mozart's corresponding part of the Mass. The most telling moment for me was during the soloist's Benedictus section, which came during the communion distribution at the altar rail. The Kennedy family and close relatives, as well as close friends, came to the altar to receive communion. Jacqueline Kennedy came to the altar and knelt no more than 9 feet in front of me. To me, the Benedictus is the most beautiful and the most moving part of Mozart's Mass, and a joy to sing under ordinary circumstances. Seeing her, kneeling in prayer, and seeing mascara streaming down her cheeks during the Benedictus struck me with such a strong emotional bolt that I had no recollection of having sung. The cathedral was filled to capacity by an invited congregation. The only member absent was Robert Kennedy, who was in the Far East. Congratulations to all of you in remembering this occasion in this very appropriate way. My best wishes to you and all pertaining to this project. Nicholas Di Virgilio, tenor soloist in the January 19th, 1964 performance. Now, as you just heard Mr. Di Virgilio describe, the 1964 performance took place as part of a solemn pontifical mass celebrated by Richard Cardinal Cushing, who was Archbishop of the Boston Archdiocese at the time. This was the first time Mozart's Requiem had been performed as part of the full Catholic liturgy in the United States. After the Mass was concluded, Cardinal Cushing delivered a short eulogy for Kennedy, which I'd like to read part of for you right now. He said the following: Boston's own John Fitzgerald Kennedy and his dear Jacqueline enriched the White House with the best in art and culture and in music. During a comparatively brief residence therein, they frequently filled that presidential mansion with the inspiration of classical entertainment, presented before kings and queens, princes and paupers, who came in an endless procession to pay their respects to the leader of the world's most powerful nation. No tribute, therefore, my dearly beloved, to our departed president and his charming wife could be more fitting than the spiritual, artistic, and liturgical service of this morning. No one will fail to note also the appropriateness of selecting Mozart's Requiem for America's martyred president. The genius of art and the genius of leadership are joined together in this single event. Separated by centuries, they were both touched by a creative instinct uncommon in any generation. Both brought out of their youth a shining light which will illumine the ages. Both were summoned to eternity at a moment which to us mortals certainly seems untimely. The president had hardly started on his most promising career to guard the country and the world for peace. Mozart died before he finished his Requiem. Yet the memory of men still enshrines both names among the great of this world. Today, in the unforgettable music of Mozart, we have heard again in our hearts the stirring voice of our once youthful leader. In the artistic expression of Mozart, we have caught the unmistakable accent of John F. Kennedy. The destiny of greatness which they shared brings them together in the presence of the God of the altar, who so richly endowed them with his gifts. And Cardinal Cushing concluded, "Let this day, my beloved, be for us all a lasting remembrance of the manner in which the goodness of the Creator touches again and again the life and the history of man as it is recorded in time. Just as death is our common lot, life is our common experience. If from death comes sorrow, we must remember that out of life comes beauty and joy and love and all else that is a foretaste of eternity. Now, we have a number of featured guests joining us today, whom I will introduce in just a moment. But first, I would like to read one written greeting which has come in, which I think President Kennedy would especially appreciate, being, as many people here know, a very proud Irish Catholic whose family was originally forced to emigrate to Boston to escape the Great Famine of 1848. In fact, when Kennedy made his famous trip to Ireland in the spring of 1963, he was the first foreign head of state of a great power to visit that country since it had gained its independence from the British. He addressed the Dáil, the Irish Parliament in Dublin. He visited Galway, Limerick, Cork, and his ancestral home in County Wexford. So our first greeting comes in from Michael D. Higgins, the President of the Republic of Ireland, who says simply, "Michael D. Higgins, President of the Republic of Ireland, extends his best wishes for the memorial concert of the martyred son of Ireland, U.S. President John Fitzgerald Kennedy."